USA Radio News.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan dismissed a push by House conservatives to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Ryan said he believes this doesn't reach to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Meanwhile, Congressman Jim Jordan is one pushing for the impeachment. He explained why he thought it was the right move to make.
We've sent numerous letters to Rod Rosenstein. They haven't complied with two subpoenas they haven't complied with. We've caught the Department of Justice hiding information, redacting information that they should not have redacted. We know that Rod Rosenstein threatened House committee intel staffers, threatened them, chilling impact when they were trying to do their job, our job of doing the constitutional oversight we're supposed to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and we are hearing there will not be a vote for impeachment today in the House. President Trump is in Iowa today leading a discussion on developing America's workforce. The president will then travel to Illinois, where he will celebrate the expected return of 800 American steel jobs. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, Vice President Mike Pence had some strong words for Turkey regarding them not freeing American pastor Andrew Craig Brunson.
The United States will impose significant sanctions on Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Pence was speaking at a three-day religious conference in Washington, D.C. Molly Tibbetts is a University of Iowa student who went missing over a week ago. Federal and state investigators are pouring through massive amounts of data to try to figure out her whereabouts by using her digital footprint. Now, locally, though, we're hearing that the police are trying to do as much as they can and asking for anyone and any neighbor's help who may have seen Molly.
We've went to all the businesses that we know have video, and we've asked every resident where we've been able to make contact if they have video on the front of their houses. Whenever or wherever we find out there's video, we've gotten copies of that and are looking at it right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Scientists have announced there's water on Mars. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has a story.
For the first time, they've detected a lake of salty water under the Martian ice. The lake is about a mile under the surface and stretches 12 miles across. The presence of water under the Martian polar ice caps has long been suspected, but not seen until now. The discovery raises the possibility of finding life on the red planet. Without water, no form of life as we know it could exist. Astronomers used radar data from the orbiting European spacecraft Mars Express to find the water. They spent at least 2 years checking over the data to make sure they had detected water and not ice or some other substance.
A new drug has shown promising signs of slowing the progression of Alzheimer's. Dr. John Torres explains why this is a breakthrough regarding the disease.
Essentially what's happening is the drug company Biogen and its Japanese partner Eisai came up with this medication, which is one of the medications that does two different things. In the past, we've had medications for Alzheimer's that actually help improve the structural changes in the brain that happen because of that, but they didn't do anything with memory, and that was always the big deficit we've had. This one not only influences the structural changes to the brain, but also helps reduce memory decline over the 18 months of the study.
Torres did say, though, it would be years, if of course approved by the FDA, before the drug would be on the market. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.